inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground.
We're standing outside a beautiful display of produce from all around Inverell, but you're from the community garden. You've been invited to specially help out this year. Why did they come to you?
Well, I think that they thought we were people who obviously had an interest in produce, and this was a special year for them. This is a centenary that Inverell Show has been at this ground, but it also coincides with another special centenary for the community garden, and that's in 1914, Inverell itself, not Northern Tablelands, just Inverell, took out first place at the district exhibit at the Sydney Royal Easter Show. And there was a little book written afterwards. I think they were just so proud of themselves and so chuffed about everything there. They made the point it was all within a 25-mile radius of Inverell that produce came from. And so this little book was written, and I just happened to come across this book when I was asked to do the Tom Roberts reenactment, and I had to research Inverell's history. And I was really impressed with what Inverell was in 1914. And
what kind of things do they have? What kind of fruit and veg and other things?
This little book gives minute detail of what was produced, who grew it, what they got for it. We had a tannery, we had bakeries, we had a brewery, we had flour mills, we had two newspapers, and it goes on and on. But it then actually details the produce that, and also they were really proud of the horses. It goes into a lot of detail even about the smaller towns, Dullunga and Ashford too, but the horses, they like to point out which ones were the descendants of Melbourne Cup winners, or the progeny of,
yeah,
were the
right.
descendants of the winner, won the Melbourne Cup. But the food, basically all the fruit and veggies was grown and used in Inverell, but they also had willow brand cheese and butter and bacon that won prizes everywhere and in such demand, lots of times it only just provided Inverell, but it was in great demand everywhere.
They were totally self-sufficient.
Self-sufficient. We produced wines in 1914 that won first prize in Paris.
Wow.
So we were doing really well.
Pulling weeds and picking stones, man is made of dreams.
You've taken a bit of inspiration through that history and pulled together an exhibition that reflects now all of the beautiful produce that comes from Inverell and around the region.
Yeah, that's about right, Kelly. I think it's a bit of, you know, back to the future, because we do have a new flour mill in Inverell now, the Woods flour mill that's producing organic flour, and it's in high demand. We have wineries around, we have magnificent honey, and from what you can see here, we have a huge range of produce that is able to be grown here. Even my preserves there, I decided I'd put those there because you can't see the apricots and things at this time of year, but at least you can if they're in a bottle.
And are you impressed with the quality given the drought? There's a beautiful arrangement and they all look very healthy.
I'm amazed. I think everybody was really a bit worried that we weren't going to get enough, but considering the season, I think it's a fantastic display of what we can put out here when we put our minds to it.
And Jenny, it's really evocative of walking into the big food pavilion at the Sydney Royal Easter Show. Very much. You've got the food sort of tiered down as if it's on a stadium or a stall, and they're different levels, and the colours all flow down beautifully as well. You've done a wonderful job.
Thank you, Kelly. You're a darling.
I think it's beautiful. Oh,
well, considering my old knees climbed up and down there over the last 2 days and I took life in my hands doing it, I really appreciate that comment.
Rain for grain, sun and rain, find my way in nature's chain. Tune my body and my brain to the music of the land.
Inch by inch, row
Let me just ask you briefly while we've got you about the community garden. How's it all going out there?
It's going well. There's not, when you go there, you wouldn't think there's a lot happening, but we've done an enormous amount of work on just fixing things up, the infrastructure. I weeded the whole road, which was a carpet of khaki, but it's under control. We found 9 water fittings that had been slashed. We fixed the trees that fell over the fence and the end of the shed that was just collapsing. So we've done all that sort of thing. But we have got people there who are growing things as well. And it's growing slowly. We've got a lot of people coming from the Inverell Community College now and the Benevolence Society, as well as individuals as well. But it's one of those things that I think has to grow at its own pace. You can't force something like this. We just have to make it good enough that it just gets good, solid feet and people are interested in coming down. And our little motto for the garden is growing plants and people. So it's a place where you can produce good food, clean food. And one of the things that did concern us on this group that started it up, we found out things like an apple today has less than 50% of the vitamins and minerals it had 50 years ago. And you can go to a supermarket today and buy an orange that has absolutely no vitamin C. So that was also a concern for us. We wanted people to grow their own food, know how it was grown, have it as healthy as they possibly could have it, and just become aware of, you know, just what they're putting in their mouths.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what have you got in at the moment? What are you growing?
At the moment, it's a mixture of vegetables that are in season. We've got a ginkgo tree, an olive tree, and a bay tree, and a lot of natives planted along the fence. And I've got some weird things like over here, you can see I've got giant New Guinea beans. They're half-sized, they're babies. But
there's
I've got
lime green-looking things
those
there.
Things,
aren't
yeah.
they amazing?
Yes, and my beetroot there too. They're a bit like footballs, but they're beetroot.
They're gigantic. Look at the size of them.
Yeah, the one on the left.
They are really like big AFL or rugby union footballs, aren't
yeah.
they?
Yeah, well, yeah. The one on the left is 15 pound weight.
And how do they taste?
Well, it's surprisingly, I was talking to Aileen here, and she's grown them like this too, and you'd expect them to be woody. I'm talking about the beetroot, Aileen. But they're good. You cut it and you work it out, but I'm quite prepared to sit down and do an awful lot of bottling with those beetroots if they allow me to.
Yum, yum, yum. Yes. Fantastic. Well, thank you for sharing a bit of time with us, Jenny. You've done a beautiful job. And
thank you, Kelly.
All the best.
You're welcome.
Inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground. Inch by inch, row by row, someone bless these seeds I sow. Someone warm them from below, till the rain comes tumbling down.
Till the rain comes tumbling down.